that you, David?
Hey.
Okay.
That's me.
All right, hang on. I'll call Blog Talk.
You are up front, correct?
Go. I'm up front, yeah.
You got a container to put these in?
Three, two, one. Log Talk Radio.
Demented Dungeons and Dragons disclaimer. Asterisk legal notice asterisk. This podcast is for educational and / or entertainment purposes only. Our opinions and religious beliefs are our own. Most of this is all hearsay evidence and is not admissible in court. Our first-hand knowledge is your hearsay evidence and you should always go and do your own homework. We are not necessarily encouraging you to overthrow any terroristic tyrannical de facto governments, medical establishments, fast food franchises, any religious or non-religious 501c3s or anything of that matter. We do encourage you not to feed the beast, we do encourage you to love your neighbor, your community, and your homeland. We do encourage you to do what is right, when it is right, because it is right. We do encourage you to protect your de jure government, your sovereignty, your freedoms, and your liberty, and those same freedoms and liberties for your neighbor, your community, your people, and your homeland. The Lord gave you free will, please use it wisely. Pray it forward, pray for others as you would like them to pray for you. Love others as you would want them to love you. Please read 1 Corinthians 13. We practice God's medicine, not man's medicines. Any nutritional statements heard on this podcast is just our research and / or experience. Most of them may not be accepted by the FDA. Under the New World Order rules, regulations, standards, codes, and guidelines, we are not allowed to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases. But we cannot cure you, nor can your doctor, only you can heal yourself. Disease is a result of a nutritional deficient environment. Feed your body right, and your body will cure itself. Man and / or other animals, we are not man animals. This podcast is not made for animals. This podcast is only for certain humans made in God's image, endowed by God with certain inalienable rights. If you are an animal, this podcast isn't necessarily for you. Please tell your human about us.
Man or other animals. That might confuse some people. Basically, Google man and or other animals. Basically, the FDA thinks for animals. And if you evolved from apes, then maybe you are an animal, but some of us are not. So that's basically what that's all about. So, welcome to the Free Food and medicine portion of the Manic Monday podcast. I got to look at Facebook to get the details of what today's topic is about. I got 50 gazillion things going on right now. Here, David DeFork, I guess.
Don't steal it up, though.
Okay. Anyhow,
I'm about to learn something.
Well, not necessarily. I don't have the specifics, but basically the French declared that there was two pharmaceuticals that knocked out the COVID-19 within like 5 days, 3 to 5 days. Now, I'm not going to debate whether or not COVID-19 is actually real or not, whether it's man-made or not, but we're going to talk about free food and medicine that might help. Okay. I have to go. Where's my phone? Here it is. I'm on my Bluetooth. Like I said, forgive me. I got a gazillion things going on. I'm supposed to be leaving town already. Okay. So, Facebook. I posted this on our Free Food and Medicine Facebook group. So, I got something else that's waiting to load. Let me go to my other phone.
You're tittering.
Huh? Okay, see.
Probably the wind.
Yeah, I got a lot of wind coming from your end. I got my Bluetooth on, so noise cancels. All right, Free Food and Medicine Facebook. All right. I've been posting a lot of stuff on Facebook, so.
Okay. Oh my God, I got an empty kitchen now.
Okay. Where's my pics? I thought I had pictures here. All right. Well, anyways, there's this audio. Maybe I posted it before the audio. No. Okay. Antibiotics that supposedly cure COVID-19 from the French study.
So let's get right to the point. The French study that President Trump talked about today.
I guess Trump talked about it.
These two antibiotics have eliminated COVID-19 from the bloodstream in a small number of patients in the study. But every patient that used them had a complete elimination of coronavirus. So these are the two antibiotics. This information
okay.
Saved a life.
Hydro.
The last post, it was backwards with the Facebook camera. The first one is hydroxychloroquine sulfate.
Hydroxychloroquine sulfate. 3 times a day. And a Z-Pak. That's the short version of the long version. So hydroxychloro-something sulfate. I forgot what it was. And basically, they're antibiotics, okay? So, what are natural antibiotics? And that's what we're going to talk about today.
Hi.
Cold and flu.
I bet you there's a listen to that.
Huh? There is. I'm looking at her now. I posted it on Facebook as well. You got the book in front of you?
I just picked it up.
All right. It is on page, oops, where'd it go? Okay, I didn't get the page numbers. So we're going to look up in the book, antibiotics and
Page 419.
Yeah. Antibiotics and inflammation, because these two pharmaceuticals are basically anti-inflammatories, and they're also antibiotics.
So, and there's antihistamines.
We can look that up, too.
You can look for antiviral.
Well, we already looked up antiviral stuff.
Did we?
Yes. That was a podcast probably a month or two ago when we first started talking about the corona and stuff. Oh, this one loaded already, so let's go ahead and finish that advertisement. I've been doing a lot of advertising on Facebook lately, including but not limited to, advertising the thieves oil. I just made up approximately 40 ounces of thieves oil. My clove oil is back order, so I can only make so much. But I got 40 ounces because I had the ingredients. I had enough clove on hand to make 40 ounces. And luckily, they shipped me my cinnamon. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to make that much even because I ran out of cinnamon also. But I got cinnamon in. So with that, my oregano, not oregano, cloves oil and all that stuff, I was able to make about 40, 45 ounces of thieves oil. So if anybody needs any thieves oil, go to daviddavidanddavid.com and you'll get the phone number. You can order some thieves oil from us. So go ahead and read that list while I get finished packing and getting ready to go on the road, and we'll go from there.
I assume this thieves oil that appeared mysteriously on my shelf goes to Jazz. Are you there? Okay, he just vanished, folks. I'm sure he'll reappear. Meanwhile, I'll start reading off the antibiotics. So, antibiotic, antiseptic, disinfectant. All right? So those are basically three synonyms. All right? Aloe vera. Aloe vera and cactus pulp are very good at pulling out toxins. So they might, you know, I'm sure they were listed under the antivirals as well. Andrographis. Sorry, I don't know what that is. Bilberry, black walnut, butternut, canisteel. That's C-A-N-I-S-T-E-L. And I'm not sure what that is either. I'll probably look it up if I have time after reading this. Catalpa. Wow, there's actually a use for catalpa. Yeah, I'm up to catalpa on the list. There's a use for catalpa. It's antibacterial. It grows like a weed if you have it growing around your place. So there you go. Cayenne. Cayenne is an antibiotic. I love cayenne. Cedar. Wow, I don't know how to pronounce this. Tinquefoil?
I'm sorry, well, I have to call back into Blog Talk Radio too because I lost signal and I'm connecting us to both podcasts. Okay, I'm back.
Okay, so I'm the word behind cedar. I can't pronounce it properly. I'm going to spell it out. C-I-N-Q-U-E-F-O-I-L.
Okay.
So I would guess cinquefoil. I'm sorry. Yeah, say that five times fast.
Right.
Anyway, clove, chamomile, chaparral.
Clove, that's thieves oil. Go ahead.
Yep. Chaparral, corn, as in maize. So corn is an antibiotic. So eat your corn. Eat your fresh corn.
Yeah, not the high fructose corn.
Eat your fresh corn, non-GMO corn.
Oh, yeah, definitely non-GMO.
Cup plant. I've never heard of cup plant. I'll have to look that one up, too. Dandelion seed. And then
the seed.
He has a blank space before he has the second comma. So between dandelion and elderberry, there's a plant that got removed.
Oh, okay.
Here's it. So elderberry, eucalyptus. Yeah, talking about elderberry, I'm half done with my tincture.
Well, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more left.
Well, yep. It got me through the cold and flu season last winter, so... So I probably only need a pint, not a quart.
That's
all right,
okay.
Eucalyptus.
I've got some in my big truck. I'll give you.
Eucalyptus. Well, no, I don't need any more this year, basically. I mean, you know, what's left is, you know, just for touch-ups. It'll get me through the rest of the year. So eucalyptus would be, is that another one in thieves oil?
Yes.
Garlic. Garlic mustard. Ginger.
We got a ton of garlic.
Giant bird's nest.
Interesting. So you want to go out and eat your local bird nest?
Yeah. No, I'm sure there's a plant.
You know, birds do make their nests out of plants.
Grapes are antibiotic.
Okay.
Ground ivy.
Ground
Heel.
Ivy.
Hey, here's your favorite. Honey locust.
Oh, God. Hey, there you go.
Folks, I love honey locust. Can't stand the thorns. But I'll pick the beans while the seeds inside are still green. They are sweeter. They're as sweet as sweet peas, but they're a bean. They're a bean about the size of a lima bean, and they're as sweet as sweet peas, all right? But you got to get them when they're green. Once they've hardened up, oh, man, you'll need a grinder and turn them into coffee or something. But honey locust, probably what they're talking about is the quote-unquote honey, which is the green slime that you'll find around the seeds inside the pod, all right? And basically, they're saying honey locust is antibiotic. Hey, horseradish. I think we just lost Kano again. So, yeah. Since he's what's linking us to the other thing, I'll kind of put us on hold here and chittle chatter chat. All right, so everybody's, let's do a sideline, a rabbit trail. COVID-19 that everybody's talking about. Now, this week I'm going to make a point of trying to call the various hospitals and ask them how they test for COVID-19. What do they do? All right? So, yeah, because I'm learning that they're not really testing for the virus. Somebody told me that they only test for low oxygen levels. Well, there's lots of things that can cause low oxygen levels. I mean, if you're one of these people who puffs on one of these e-cigs and you're putting all that vapor in your lungs, that's going to restrict your oxygen intake. All right? Oh, there we go. He's back, so we'll get back on subject. All right, the last thing I said just before he went bling was horseradish. All right. And while you were gone, I went on a rabbit trail about COVID. All right. Anyway. Oh, you're calling in the other thing. Yeah. So I got to wait until you come back on again. I hear your voice. And I'm waiting. I don't hear it. I know you dinged in.
Yeah, I had to call back into Blog Talk Radio again. Apparently, maybe somebody doesn't want us to be talking about this because I keep losing signal. I always lose signal when I'm on the podcast, it seems like.
Right, and the phone he's using always works very well in this area otherwise. Funny thing is, I'm using the same phone, so I wonder why they haven't cut me off.
Oh, no, this is my T-Mobile phone. But my T-Mobile phone is in the pickup truck. And I'm on my Bluetooth, so it's got signal. I'm not, as long as I don't go into containers, I got signal. But I don't know. For
right,
some reason, I keep getting disconnected. Carry on.
Okay, so I looked off at horseradish when you went blip. So I kind of put us in hold and talked about COVID while I was waiting for you to come back. All right, so hyssop. Jasmine. I love jasmine. I love the scent of jasmine. So... But it's an antibiotic. probably you need to do more than smell it, though, to have the antibiotic effect. So I'd look that up and see what you need to do with it. Okay, juniper. Lemon. Lemon is an antiviral. Hey, wait a minute. What kind of oil do you put in the thieves' oil?
Lemon oil.
There you go.
Lemon and clove are the two main ingredients, and then cinnamon, and then eucalyptus, and then rosemary.
There you go. Licorice.
And I got the recipe at oilsoftheearth.com if you want to make your own. Carry on.
All right. So wild licorice, lomatium. Obviously, I'm not familiar with it. I couldn't pronounce it right the first time. Lovage, moringa. What else does moringa do? We read about it in several other things, didn't we?
Do what?
Moringa. We read about it in several other things.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
And here's Kano's favorite headache medicine, mugwort.
Mugwort.
Kano's
saying,
not
so
much. Yeah,
it smells like marijuana.
Does it?
Well, if you burn the herb, it actually smells like marijuana. That's how I used to evacuate the kids out of the house whenever they wouldn't get out of the house. Seriously. They're like, all right, it smells like weed in here.
We gotta get out of here.
Out the door they went. Mm-hmm. So if you want the kids to get out of the house and go play, burn some mugwort. They'll be like, ah! Unless they like the smell.
Well, that kind of depends. I mean, you know, are they... If they're potheads, it might make them stay.
Yeah, I hear you.
And that'd be the way
like
to find
it,
out.
Though. To that, well, maybe. But it smells good. But anyway, yeah, that was how I got him out of the house. So.
Yeah, but you like skunk oil.
This is true.
And I'd probably like mugwort also because I like skunk oil. All right, myrrh. Myrrh is an antibiotic. As a matter of fact, I didn't see it listed here, but frankincense, myrrh, and gold are all antiviral and antibiotics. And those are the three gifts that were given to you. Yeah, frankincense, myrrh, and gold. Those were the gifts given to Christ.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Nettle. Now, it didn't specify
singing
nettle.
Singing nettle.
It just says nettle.
So probably all of the above.
Yeah. Oak grass. Olive leaf. Onion.
I got some of that.
Your mother's favorite.
Yeah, my mom's favorite. Onion.
Yeah.
We got plenty of those growing around here.
All right. Oregano.
Oregano.
This would be the real oregano, not the Mexican sage that they sell you at the in the grocery store as oregano flavor, you know, oregano seasoning. Oregon
grape. Or the oregano they sell you when you go to buy marijuana and they give you oregano instead.
Right. So what's the difference between Oregon grape and grape?
That's a good question. That's probably just a different kind of grape.
Parsley.
Parsley.
That decoration they put on the plate next to your steak is an antibiotic.
There you go. Whoop, there it is. Whoop, there it is.
You want to read it?
Who, me? I'm still loading my truck.
Oh, okay. Podiarco.
Oh, Podiarco. That grows in Florida like a weed, and it's good for the prostate, and I believe it's good for the libido, too.
Right, yeah, that's what it's typically sold for, is for the libido. Pennyroyal.
Pennyroyal. You do want to keep Pennyroyal away from dogs, though. Random. This isn't, like, consistent, but randomly it causes liver problems with dogs. But other than that, it's safe.
Yeah.
90 seconds.
Uh-oh.
Okay, we got 90 seconds. Oh, no, that's a 90-second warning for Blog Talk Radio, but we actually got 15 more minutes. But that being said, we've got less than 10 podcasts left on Blog Talk Radio. So after we're done at Blog Talk, we fill up our time, then unless we get donations or something where we can afford to extend our time.
60 seconds.
You can find the rest of our podcasts at freefoodandmedicine.org. At that, you can also find our Facebook group there, our Discord there, and other various networks and whatnot as well. We also have a video site there, which I need to go and upload my videos there. If you or someone else wants to upload their Free Food and Medicine videos, they can upload them at freefoodandmedicine.org/videos. And we got a blog, which there's not much there on the blog, but our podcast. You can listen to all of our podcasts, past, present, and future, at freefoodandmedicine.org. Okay, continue.
Perilla.
10 seconds.
Perilla, a.k.a. rattlesnake weed. Yeah, I don't know a whole lot about it, but I just happen to be on the page. Pine gum resin. All right.
Pine gum resin.
Right. So basically pine pitch. If it's too bitter for you, you know, mix some sugar with it. Get some good natural raw sugar and just mix it in, and you'll have chewing gum for a little while till it dissolves and goes away. So this
there
chewing
you
gum you can swallow. Plantain.
Plantain.
Plantain's an antibiotic.
Cool. We love plantain.
Prairie dog.
Plantain is good for a lot of other things too. But go ahead. What?
And then prickly ash. Oh, prairie dog. Prairie dog's after plantain.
Oh, okay. Ooh, I gotta put these in the container.
Prickly ash.
Prickly ash.
And that seems how. And then prickly pear cactus, which I mentioned a little earlier. The gel from aloe and from prickly pear cactus can be used to extract toxins from your body. You can apply it as a poultice, and it'll draw things right on out. All right? It's also an antibiotic. So, all right, so take that slime and slather it all over your hand.
That being said, plantain mixed with, I think, white oak bark, make a poultice out of that, and it'll suck snake venom out of the skin. So if that'll work on snake venom, it might work on other infections and stuff too.
All right. Strictly speaking, this isn't kosher, but they use pig fat for the very same thing.
There you
and
go.
There's probably validity in it. There's probably validity to that because, you know, pigs can be bitten by poisonous snakes, and that poisonous snake will be stuck in the side of the pig, and the pig isn't hardly even noticing. You know, another pig
right.
comes up and eats the snake right off the side. So, anyway. Sassafras.
Two pigs. Sassafras.
Right. Yeah, pigs eat snakes. Seaweed. Any seaweed is a good antibiotic. Sourberry.
Whoberry?
Sourberry.
Sourberry.
Spearmint.
What about raspberries?
You know, I'm sure she's antibiotic.
Okay, carry on.
Friend of ours goes by that name. Spearmint. So your double mint spearmint gum is antibiotic. Yeah, no. Only if they're using real spearmint.
Oh, I got to put this
in. You know they are. But if they are, there you go. Stevia is antibiotic.
Good luck with that. Stevia?
Stevia.
Cool. But you want the green stevia, not the white stevia. White stevia is not much better than white sugar.
Ah.
It's
and,
better.
And it doesn't give me the hit.
Right.
So,
it's basically,
so we take the,
yeah, it's just processed stevia, and but it doesn't have as much nutrients in it. So you want the green stevia.
Right. So we take the pine gum resin, mix it with spearmint and stevia, and we have ourselves some antibiotic gum.
Boom, shakalaka.
Hey, your red lemons are an antibiotic.
I'm sorry, what?
Your red lemons are an antibiotic.
Oh,
sumac. Sumac is an antibiotic.
Yeah, I like the fragrant sumac the best.
Right. They don't produce as many berries, but their berries have more taste. And they come earlier in the year. And then around here, the next one to usually come to head is the staghorn. And I don't know its real name. I just call it smooth sumac. It looks like the staghorn, except the berries don't have any fuzz on them. So I call it smooth sumac. And it's usually toward the mid-fall that it's comes to fruit. All right. But the plant's edible. So I suppose you could use the leaves or whatever. This time of year, the new shoots coming out of the ground, if you have a sumac plant and you cut it off at the ground last month, this month will send up brand new shoots, and they'll probably be nice and thick. Cut those off and strip the bark off of them. All right, as long as they're soft and flexible, that stuff inside will be crunchy without being fibrous and fairly sweet. Not they are tasty. They're just not and they are sweet, but they're not sweet. They have a little bit of crunch to them. Now, if you let them get a little old and they're no longer flexible, they tend to have fibers in them. They're starting to make the wood fibers make them stiff and hard. Right? So you want to catch them while they're still growing. But you can still do that with the ends. You know, the ends of the stems. The ends of the stems will always have some soft part to them. It's just this time of year is when you'll have the thickest bit that you can strip and eat. All right. Sweet Gale. And then Tansy.
Sweet Gale. Pansies!
And then Tea Tree.
Hey, there you go.
Now that might be a good addition to your that might be a good addition to your thieves oil.
True. They do say that you can mix it and you know to your own liking. You know, it's like you can add other things to it to make it better or more specific to you know different situations or different things, whatever. Blah blah blah. But and I do have some recommendations on my Thieves Oil webpage on oilsoftheearth.com. So there's other variations that you can do. But yeah, the one I listed is from what I understand the original blend was. But and I've done a lot of homework there was two blends. There's two major blends out there. I did a lot of homework, and I did select the one that I believe to be the most accurate one, but I could be wrong. But it works. A lot of people like it. I've been using it for years. People have been buying it from me for years. So I could go out and research the other variation again and post both variations on my website. But nonetheless, I picked the one that I determined to be the most accurate out of the two that is the most popular. But go on.
Okay, thyme, wild thyme. Trillium.
Wild thyme.
Yes. Trillium, violet, wheatgrass, and yarrow. Violets are tasty. You know, pluck the flowers off and eat those. You can eat the leaves. Mix them
violets
in your salad. Violets are blue. But honestly, every violet I've ever seen is kind of the shade of purple.
Well, that's not how the poem says. Poem says violets. Roses are red, violets are blue.
Yeah, yeah. That's because they wanted to rhyme with I love you. Anyway, yarrow. Dried yarrow and powdered. And it's really easy to powder it because the stuff, once it's dry, just touching it practically turns it to powder. You sprinkle that into a wound and it will stop bleeding almost instantly. And here it's antibiotic. So that explains why it's also called, I forget his exact name. I think it's like soldier grass or soldier weed, something like that. But soldiers literally pick it in the field and jam it into their wounds. And it would save them from losing a limb or whatever. You know, you'd get cut with a sword or shot with a bullet. You know, you pack that stuff into the wound, no infections. So...
coagulate the blood and also prevents the infection. Go ahead. What?
I'm looking at inflammation. It's even longer. We are not going to make a dent in it, so we should probably save it till next week. So with our remaining 5 minutes before the recording ends, I'd like to finish up what I was saying about COVID-19. And I got to look into this. I'm going to find out what they really test for. But one of the things I just heard recently is what they're really testing for is they want to see what your oxygen levels are in your lungs, in your blood. Well, A, that tells me that they're not really testing for the COVID-19. And for what you can do to save yourself from COVID-19 if you really got it. If it really exists and you really got it, you need to increase your oxygen levels. Well, you can literally do that by doing breathing exercises. Let's do some basic breathing exercises and do them. Increase your lung capacity. That would increase the oxygen levels in your blood. All right? And if you got COVID-19, COVID-19 is reducing your oxygen levels. Increased oxygen levels will probably drive COVID-19 out.
Did you say yoga?
Yoga has many breathing exercises. Hatha yoga. And go ahead.
But yoga is evil.
Well, there are some people who have religious whatever against yoga. There are other sources of information for breathing exercises. You don't necessarily have to be practicing the religion, if you think it's a religion, in order to do the physical exercise. Okay? Yes, we have a friend that thinks yoga is evil because, you know, this God-given thing called the Kundalini by yogis is supposed to be activated by yoga. God gave you a Kundalini. Right, whatever that is, all right? And
how do you know God gave it to us if you don't even know what it is?
Well, you know, it's I understand it's supposed to be some energy that works its way up your spine. Well, God gave you that energy.
Oh, okay.
Right? Okay? So that was given to you by God. So if you think yoga is evil, they're playing around with a gift given by God, which is what most evil things do. They play around with gifts given by God. All right? So reject the evil, but accept the good. All right? God gave that gift. Use it. Okay? That's all I'm saying. Okay. So,
just
but anyway.
Saying.
All right. So, we might want to tell people where to go and how to get there since we got 2 minutes before they cut off the recording.
I already did. Freefoodandmedicine.org.
Right. There you go. Yeah, well, you did it at the 3 minute mark. And you might want to give the current advertiser, you know, the Thieves Oil guy.
Oilsoftheearth.com and/or DavidDavidAndDavid.com. And
there
of
we
course,
go.
You know, and of course,
all
we
right.
want to put in a plug for Marcus Rothkranz. So go to freefoodandmedicine.com or freefoodandmedicine.net if you want to give us credit for it. I have a commission link for Marcus Rothkranz, and that would be freefoodandmedicine.net. But I'm not doing it for the money. Just the money helps. So if you don't want to give us credit, then just go to freefoodandmedicine.com and you'll bypass us and go straight to Marcus Rothkranz.
All righty. And that leaves us about a minute. All right. So.
Well, that's a minute before Blog Talk cuts us off, but you can listen
right.
to the rest of the podcast at freefoodandmedicine.org.
All right.
Thank you for
and
using
for
Blog
through...
Talk Radio. Goodbye.
And now we're on the other side.
Then. Okay, so here's what I plan on doing. I'll go ahead and start reading the inflammation one, but I'm going to do something different. All right, because I figured next week we should probably read the inflammation starting from the beginning during Blog Talk. All right, but since we're off of Blog Talk and we probably won't get through the whole list on Blog Talk, I'm going to start from the back of the list and work my way forward. Okay? That way, hopefully, we can meet somewhere in the middle next week.
Meet the old Georgia pine.
Huh?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. I got you. All right. So the last one listed is yucca or Joshua. All right, so those are two related plants. Basically, they're very closely related, but Joshua plant looks very different. There's lots of different types of yucca, but the Joshua plant looks radically different than its brothers. All right, so they kind of give it a different name. All right, so yellow root, yellow dock. Hey, our friend yarrow. Yarrow is good for inflammation.
There we go.
Wild yam. Go ahead. You said something.
No, go ahead.
Okay. Wild yam. Wood sorrow, otherwise known as oxalis.
Oh, I love wood sorrow. Also
right.
known as the Irish clover.
Irish clover. And it comes in a variety of colors, ranging from pink and purple to yellow. Until I got here, all I saw was yellow ones. But around here, we got purple ones with purple leaves. So that's pretty neat.
Oh, I like those ones. Those are my favorite, the purple ones.
We should propagate those then. Wintergreen.
Yes.
Wintergreen. Wax myrtle. And that is an inflammation, anti-inflammatory effect. Violet, turmeric,
which was on the turmeric.
Turmeric. Yep, turmeric cool. is it helps you. It has iron in it, good organic iron. So if you're low oxygen, you want to eat things like cinnamon. And turmeric and cumin, Basically, your red herbs. You know, they're herbs that are kind of a reddish brown in color. They are high in iron. Now, I can't guarantee that every reddish brown herb is high in iron, but those three, they're reddish brown and they're high in iron.
Another thing that's high in iron is henbit.
Henbit. I didn't know that. Okay.
Yep.
Tulsi. Tulip tree.
Who?
I did not know that tulip tree was a medicine herb.
Oh, yeah.
Health
information. Okay, yeah, no tulip. I'm thinking to pop. Okay, go ahead. What?
Teasel. Teasel, that decorative weed that grows in the ditches. It's got the spiky flower head. Or spiky seed head.
Never heard of it.
Tansy. Oh, yeah. Sweet gum. We read about sweet gum. It's an anti-inflammatory. If you have a sweet gum tree in your yard, you probably hate it when you go to mow. Because all those little seed heads, they hit your mower blade, and it just sounds like you're throwing golf balls all over the place.
Yeah, those guys.
Right. But, it's an anti-inflammatory. They recall you want the bark. You want the inner bark, the live part of the bark. Sunflower is an anti-inflammatory.
Yay.
Spatterdark? Spatterdark. I can't say it right. Spatterdock. Spatterdock. I was getting tongue-tied on that one.
Tongue-tied.
St. John's wort.
St. John's wort.
It's not just for depression, it's for inflammation as well.
Now, wait a minute. Was turmeric on there?
Yes.
All right. St. John's wort is a blood thickener, where turmeric is a blood thinner. So if you are worried about your blood being too thick or too thin, take those two together, and they'll balance that part out.
All right. Smartweed. Smartweed is it has white flowers. It looks sort of like white little white BBs, and it grows in marshy areas. And it got its name because if you eat it, it often smarts.
It's the smart weed.
It tastes sort of like mustard and pepper combined, and it doesn't hit you right away. So you could actually eat a little bit of it. It makes a good seasoning, you know. So you might have mixed it in with your salad, and at first it's like, hey, this is tasty. It's nice and spicy, and next thing you know, the heat builds and builds and builds in your mouth until it starts to hurt. It smarts. And thus its name. Smartweed. So it's an anti-inflammatory. So you might want to apply it topically. Or, if you're brave, eat it. I eat it. I guess I'm brave.
Yeah, right.
Slippery elm. Slippery elm. Again, that's one where you want the inner bark. All right, so slippery elm, you want the inner bark, you want the dead bark, you want the big layer of the bark right there next to you. Skullcap. Skullcap is anti-inflammatory. Shepherd's burst. Seneca snake root.
Shepherd's purse, you said?
Shepherd's purse.
Okay.
Let's look this one up real quick. Seneca snake root. I have a feeling it's two separate herbs. that they just left out the comma?
Yeah, me look it up.
Yeah, I'm gonna look it up just to see if maybe it's two separate herbs.
Okay. I got my hands full right now, but I'll look it up here in a second.
Seneca snake root. It's one herb, page 168.
Oh. Oh, okay, cool.
All right. Well, you know, it started, both words started with S, and there was no comma, and alphabetically, it's where they'd fall. But, it's one plant.
There you go.
Seaweed. Any seaweed is good for inflammation.
Any seaweed is good for you, period.
Right, yeah. Well, yeah. Sarsaparilla. Sarsaparilla. Not to be confused with sassafras, which is a tree. Sarsaparilla is a low-growing herb.
A low-growing herb.
All right, so when we're reading antibiotics, we disparage this plant. In particular, we discourage the Mexican variety of this plant because they often sell it to you saying it's oregano. All right? Okay. Sage has a star behind it. So I've learned from reading through it. He never says anywhere in this book that the star is anything, but I've noticed that the ones that have stars, when you go back and read them, they're the plant that does the thing that he's listing. I mean, all these others do these things, but they're the ones that are known for it. All right? So apparently
right,
sage
the most
is
important.
Known for being anti-inflammatory.
They're the number one herb you want to focus on for that ailment.
Right. Okay. So here's one I'm not familiar with. So maybe you can help me with pronunciation, even though you're not looking at it. Rooibos. Rooibos. Did I pronounce it right?
I have no idea.
I'll read that. I'll spell it again a little bit slower. Rooibos. And I pronounce it Rooibos. Please call in and tell me that I was wrong. Tell me how to say it correctly.
There you go. Google might be able to.
Or if I got it correct, please call in and tell me I got it right.
Google it.
Yeah, well, I will later.
Google might be able to tell you.
Pumpkin. Pumpkin is an anti-inflammatory. Now, squash leaves are edible. Pumpkin is a squash. I wonder if the squash leaves are the anti-inflammatory, or if they are an anti-inflammatory.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
You don't have to wait for the pumpkin fruit to be ripe before you can start eating the pumpkin. You cut off a leaf or two every day and chop it up and put it in your stew or fry it, stir fry it. It's tasty. All right, same thing goes for squash leaf. Just, you know, leave the majority of the leaves. Just take a couple of leaves every day, you know. You know, preferably some of the fresh leaves. That's where the best nutrients will be. All right. Prickly ash. That was in the antibiotics. Plantain was in the antibiotics. Here's another one with a star on it. Pineapple. Pineapple is anti-inflammatory.
Pineapple.
Yep, eat your pineapple.
Delicious.
Go and get a fresh one from the store, or better yet, grow it in your greenhouse. It'll take about 3 years. Yeah, you buy the pineapple in the store. You cut the green top off the green thing off the top. Stick it in the dirt. All right? You stick it in the dirt. The truth is, though, it doesn't really absorb very many nutrients from its roots. When you water a pineapple, you water it on top of the leaves so that the water goes into the space between the leaves. And if you want to fertilize it, you know, mix a little bit of nutrients in with your water. I don't, you know, look it up and see specifically what you should do, but, you know, I would suggest watering it with dirty water.
So, dirty water?
With dirty water, you know, because that way, you know, that'll be, you know, the best way of fertilizing, you know. Get some mud water and pour it on there. Not mud, just, you know, some water that has some silt floating around in it. Okay?
Right.
Let's see now. I was at pineapple and I lost my place. Peaches!
Yeah,
peaches
so,
are in inventory.
When you buy the pineapple and you clean it and shave it, take basically all the waste and put it in the soil. Make, you know, chop the waste up, put it in the soil, except for the top, of course. And then put the top in the top, and the waste will be nutrients for
well, for pineapple. The roots, but yeah, not yeah,
for the roots.
Pineapples are air plants. They don't really absorb much from the roots. The roots are made to keep them from falling over.
I understand, but it'll still collect nutrients.
Yeah, it'll get some. Yeah, it'll get some. But, you know, when you water a pineapple, be sure to water it via the leaves. You know, just like you would any other air plant.
And or you can make a compost tea out of the waste and water it with that.
Sounds good to me. All
there
right.
You go.
Peaches, passion flower. Passion flower is an anti-inflammatory.
Passion flower is also good for any kind of depression or mental disorders.
Ox-eye daisy.
Which is probably why it won't grow here, because we don't need it. Because we're not mental.
No, but it does grow on the quarry, along with a member of the mint family that's for psychotic conditions.
Right, and the scam artist that conned me into buying into that property. And the con artist that conned me into that property also lives on that property. And they say that herbs that we need will grow around us. God will give us what we need, and it'll grow all around us.
Right. Yep.
But anyway, that's just observation, not fact.
OSHA. Not sure what OSHA is. Here's that Oregon grape again. Olives are anti-inflammatory. Oat grass is anti-inflammatory. Oak is anti-inflammatory. Nettle, neem, and I lost Kano, and it's time to go anyway. We've been at this for an hour. So we made it to neem. So next week, we'll read from the other direction. And hopefully finish off at neem. All right? Anyway, so again, you can find us at freefoodandmedicine.org. Yeah. Kana's going to have to drill me on this. I can never get it straight. Anyway, I look for you next week and hope to hear from you. Have a good week.